we're joined here at Portsmouth Chelsea with Nikki from Steve White Afternoon Poddy. How's the road to going to you, Nikki?
Very, very good. Yeah. We had a crowd which was very big, about 15,000 today. Yeah. Each 17 on, Mr. Blobby on. Yeah. In fact, the rest in there, apart from Steve, obviously. But it was very good, yeah, and best weather we've had all week, I think.
How did you get involved with Radio 1? Can you tell us the story?
Yeah, I started with BBC when I was 18. I was on a training course and I worked at Radio 4 for a couple of years. Yeah. And then I left and I rejoined again. And about after a year, a job came up for Radio 1, which is quite scared. And I applied for it and luckily got it. And I've just worked up working with Steve within about 2 years. It's been very good.
You're a production assistant, are you?
Radio production assistant.
What does that involve?
It's working with the producer, who's Nick Fieldswitch, and we work together and get the programme together, and he's the clerical side of it, do the contract. Also, within Steve's programme, you know, you're fortunate enough to actually take part in the broadcast, or in the process of it, so you get a look at everything to do with broadcasting, and also the background side of the
you get to meet many stars, you
have. Yeah, you do. We met Mel Gibson and Luther Vandross and Alexander O'Neill. I mean, you get big stars there, actually. Like, they come in and you have a chat and they're, you think, oh, hey, yeah, like a friend, really. Yeah. Very good.
So what's your favourite moment so far?
Oh, road shows actually quite a lot. You're out and about and you meet so many people. No, I did the road show last year with Steve's show. Meeting Mel Gibson, meeting Joseph Gordon-Levitt was the best thing.
Because he's with you on Thursday as well.
That's right, he's with us on Thursday, yeah. And we met him last week and it was lovely.
And Dominic Diamond's with you?
Dominic Diamond's with us on Wednesday in Bournemouth, so that should be quite good, along with Jack D. Mm-hmm. And we've got a really good lineup actually tomorrow. We've got Green Jelly, which is the American band.
Green Jelly,
that's
our
team. And they've got Anarchy in the UK, which is Fred Flintstone. Okay. So it should be quite good. Mr. Blobby's with us all week, yeah, and he's absolutely brilliant. And the crowd loves him, it's amazing. Yeah. So yeah, we've got a really good lineup.
Have you got any people you haven't met yet you'd like to meet? Any stars that you'd like to get on the programme?
Yeah, I'd actually like to meet Madonna. Yeah. I don't know if we actually will. I'd like to actually talk to her.
Yeah.
Or to say hello to her, actually. Yeah. Just see what she's like. But I think she's quite untouchable.
We chatted to Smiley a while back and he was saying that two people he hadn't seen on the roadshow yet was Lady Diana and Madonna. And he was hoping to before 21 years of that.
Oh, really?
But I don't think he's achieved it yet.
Good Madonna turned up tonight. And here's Madonna and Mrs. Lobby. Very good.
Are you enjoying your stay in Portsmouth?
Yeah.
Are your friends down here as well?
Well, I don't. My parents only live back a couple of hours away, so I know this area. Right. They've got all the friends down here. Very good crew on the roadshow. Yeah. Having a party for a week. Everyone's exhausted, obviously, at the end. Very hard.
Thank you very much for your time,
Nikki. Pleasure, thank you very much. And you.
Thanks a lot.
All right.
Thanks.
Bye.
Bye.